Hello, 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 everyone. It's a lovely Wednesday night here with Des Cadet and Harry Jerkface of the Thousand Bands.
Oh, yeah.
Say hi, Harry.
Hi, Harry.
He said hi, Harry.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
What's up, internet world?
And we're here in studio, so please give us a call if you're listening live and you'd like to call in and talk to us, because we're pretty fucking interesting, if you ask me. It's 800-893-9562, and that is a toll-free number, ladies and gentlemen.
I think you need to say that number again slower. That was pretty fast, dude.
It is 1-800-893-9562, and you can also find that number at our website, which is skidrowstudios.com. And we're here.
Yeah, so. That was good. That was a lot better. It's kind of like that one episode of Married with Children where it's like the phone sex and you got to do it all slow.
Oh, God, what was the, I remember the character's name. I think it was like Butter or something, right? And then they all go to the Jug something club. Fuck, I haven't watched Married with Children in so long.
Jub Club.
The Jub Club? No, it was like
Jiggly Room.
Jiggly Room. There we go. And they go to the Jiggly Room and they finally see this person they've all been having phone sex with. And she's like a 400-pound woman.
Yeah, because it's Peg's mom.
Oh, yeah. It was
Spoiler
Peg's
alert.
Mom. We ruined it for everyone.
I don't care. That's what I do best. That's why
he's a jerk face.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence, people. He was named that for a reason.
Totally makes sense.
Oh, yeah. We have two listeners somewhere. So they should call in at 1-800-893-9562. It's a toll-free call. Do it. And so tell me, Harry, what's coming up with you, with your many, many, many bands?
Well, I'm playing a show down at the Redwood.
Oh, really? When is that?
Thursday.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be my punk band, Hands Like Bricks, with Pussy Cow and some other band I don't know, and Gentlemen Prefer Blood.
Ooh.
It's going to be pretty fun.
I'm excited. I'll be there.
I might lose my pants again. We'll see.
Come see Harry lose his pants. He's been doing that lately.
Yeah. We played up in Victorville the other night, and Mike decided it was a really good idea to ask the owner for a lady's spaghetti strap tank top. So he wore that while we played. And I was like, Mike can't one-up me. So I took off my pants.
I'll lend you my gold glittery thing that you used for that Turkish techno video if you'd like.
That thing was pretty shiny.
I almost threw it away and then I thought, God, there's some reason I have to keep this. I've never worn it today. I think you're the only person who's worn that since it's come into my possession.
Awesome. You should just give it to me.
I'm just going to give it to you.
Yeah, it'll be my stage out attire, my stage outfit.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I got that coming up on Thursday. Then Hands Like Bricks is playing a show at Pitzer College on Saturday. Be pretty cool.
Fun.
Claremont.
Yeah. Sounds far.
It's like Pomona?
Yeah, that's kind of far.
It's not that far. It's like half an hour.
It's pretty far. Can I take the bus there?
You probably could take a bus there.
But not one bus, multiple buses, I'm sure.
Maybe like the Silver Line.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a Silver Line?
Uh-huh.
Man, I haven't taken the bus in a while.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Kind of stoned at the moment, but whatever.
That's pretty cool.
So
yeah, we got that coming up on Saturday. In a few weeks, got some Pizza Wolf shows coming up. We're playing with Mean Jeans at Los Globos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like Mean Jeans. I'm going to sneak them in a bottle of Jaeger.
All right. Well, we're doing Jaeger specials. So
oh,
no
there's
one
Jaeger
will
specials.
Know.
I'm still bringing a bottle. Who cares? Yeah.
And then we're teaming up with Garage Pizza, hopefully, for a pizza party.
I heard about that. Yeah, that does sound fun.
It's going to get weird.
Totally. I absolutely believe that.
Yeah.
So why don't we play some music?
All right.
What do you want to play?
Well, brought a whole bunch of stuff from local bands. This is a new song from Bad Cop that just got put out. And their 7-inch just came out this past Friday. And you can go check it out at badcop.bandcamp.com. And the song's called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
And we're back. That was Bad Cop, Bad Cop. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Followed by some Turbo Negro.
Don't say motherfucker, motherfucker.
And then some of San Pedro's Finest.
Toys That Kill.
Yeah, that was good timing.
That was. We didn't even plan that. High five.
Oh.
Fuck yeah. We high fived everybody.
We gotta do it louder.
Ow.
I think that made it on the air.
That kind of hurt.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't mean to hurt you, Desiree. I love you.
All right. So I fucking love Toys That Kill.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. We took them out to Hawaii last year to play.
I remember that because I wasn't there, but I remember seeing that.
You remember me doing that?
I remember you doing that and me wanting to go and just being like, fuck.
Should have came to Hawaii.
Maybe this year.
Yeah, we do a cool festival every summer.
What's that festival called?
Well, it's called No Suck Fest.
And I'm pretty sure it does not suck.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good bet. We're working on some big bands for this year. I can't announce them yet because we haven't bought their plane tickets yet. But it's the last weekend of July, and it's in Honolulu. Friday, Saturday, partying. Sunday, beach barbecuing, jumping off lava rocks into the water. It's pretty awesome.
That's going to be... I want to jump off a lava rock. Actually, I think I might have to be pushed off a lava rock.
Yeah, you'll definitely have to be pushed.
I maybe jump, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, after you do it, you'll be excited that you had done it.
I could say I've jumped off of a fucking lava rock.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's super fun.
Do they have waterfalls you could jump off of?
Oh, totally. And they have ones that are like really easy hikes. So it's maybe, you know, a 20 minute up the little path through the beautiful rainforest jungle.
Ooh, Hawaii sounds nice.
You can pick some guavas on the way or like passion fruits. Avocados the size of your head.
How about mangoes?
Ugh, I hate you.
Why do you not like mangoes, Harry?
Really? Yes. I have to get into the story?
I do.
Right,
I want to know. I forgot.
Inquiring minds want to know why I hate mangoes. All right. So when I was 7 years old, well, I might have been six. I was pretty young. It was Christmas time, and I was really excited to get some presents. So I ran out to the mailbox. It was a pouring, wet, rainy day. And on my way to the mailbox, I slipped in this pile of mangoes that were sitting on the ground, rotting under my 100-year-old, 80-foot tree, filled with bugs and dirt and worms. And it got in my mouth, and it was super disgusting. And I was crying. Aww. I had a skin elbow and a skin knee.
And mango squish was probably everywhere.
Yeah, and everything just reeked of mangoes. It stunk so bad. And then I get to the mailbox as the mail lady drives off, and there's no Christmas presents. They didn't come.
Oh my gosh, where were they?
I don't know. They were late.
They were late?
Yeah. So terrible. The mangoes ruined Christmas. They're done.
The mangoes didn't ruin Christmas.
Yeah.
The mail lady clearly was the proprietor of this ruining.
No, no, no. It was the mangoes.
No,
it was the poisonous mangoes that are evil, and you should not trust the mango.
Don't press the mango, everybody.
I said trust.
Oh, don't trust.
You can press a mango all you want.
So press the mango, but don't trust it.
Yeah. Mangoes they're evil.
It's a pretty good rule of life to live by.
So I've got this new band going.
I heard.
It's called Pizza Wolf. And I just recruited Gabe and Paul from Horror Squad to play guitar and bass in it. And it's with my old drummer, Nash, that I moved from Hawaii with almost 10 years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. I have a demo of that we can play out. We're playing with Mean Jeans at Los Globos on Tuesday, February 12th. So it's going to be pretty sweet. I'm going to play some Pizza Wolf, and then we'll get some Horror Squad so you can kind of hear what Gabe and Paul are bringing to the table. And then we have a track from Cochinas about kittens. Kind of focusing a lot on...
I love kittens.
...some sweet LA bands.
Yeah.
You know, they deserve some exposure. So yeah, we got Pizza Wolf coming up next.
Pizza Wolf!
Watch on TV. I have a killer pizza party. I shoot a text out to everybody. Speak some beers and we'll smoke some weed. I know. Wanna party with me? Grab a flask and make me act.
And we're back.
Yeah, that was Cochinas with Kittens. They actually broke up and split into two bands recently, Dead Broad and the 87s. So you should check them out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so, the song you heard before that.
Oh, that was Horror Squad with Ken Griffey Jr. Rookie Card.
And before that was Pizza Wolf Party With Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do is party, you know?
Me too.
Like, I'm tired of working jobs and doing normal adult things. I just want to have a party.
You know what? I'm actually on the opposite side of the spectrum right now because I did the whole fun employment thing for a good while. And
oh, I've been doing it for like
It's gotten boring.
You're doing it wrong, Desiree.
I'm doing it wrong. I know, right? I should be taking way more advantage of something.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Speaking of parties, I heard you have a birthday coming up.
I do. I'm turning 20 fucking five.
You mean 23 again?
Yeah,
for
no.
For the third time?
No, no.
That's not a thing?
Nah.
Okay.
That's something you do when you're like 50 or 60 or whatever.
All right.
I'm not quite there yet.
So 25.
I don't think I need to start lying about my age.
25's halfway there.
God, I hope I don't need to start lying about my age. Yeah, 25, man. I have a party. And Izzy Cox from Austin, Texas is going to be there. She's fucking amazing. Queen of the murder ballads. You have to hear her.
Yeah, she's pretty creepsy.
I like her. I love her.
Tell me more. Wait for me.
We have Fart Barf. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for Fart Barf. If you've never seen Fart Barf, you just have to come out. If the name even like puts you off, it hasn't. It's just that doesn't even begin to touch what they can do. It's like
Fart Barf is rad.
It's fucking just magical. Oh, I love Fart Barf. So come out for Fart Barf. Lightning Woodcock and the Bad Motherfuckers are playing again because.
That guy has the gnarliest neck beard I've ever seen in my life.
I think they're called side chops or something, or lamb chops.
I think it's just a neck beard.
They're lamb chops, or I don't know what they call
them. Lamb chops.
I don't know. I don't have facial hair. I don't study these things.
That's like...
Whatever.
It's like clown hair on your neck.
Chops.
No wonder you like it so
whatever.
Much.
Whatever. So, we are not... Talking about neck hair. Oh, my birthday. Yeah. So Izzy Cox, Lightning Woodcock. We have Bastidas playing. I can't wait for that. And we have me playing a couple acoustic songs.
Yeah. What songs are you going to do?
I'm going to do a couple Turbo Negro covers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know which ones? Yeah.
I do. One's Mr. Sister off the new album.
Okay.
Which is pretty awesome when done acoustically by moi. And the other one is a surprise from Apocalypse Dudes, and you have to just come out and check it out to know which one it is because
it's a pretty good record.
Can't really lose with Apocalypse Dudes.
No, it's crucial.
It's pretty crucial. And I'm going to do a couple Echo and the Bunnymen songs, maybe actually just really one.
That's like some dad rock.
No. It's acoustic. It's cute. And I'm going to do a couple other things and play a couple originals. And I'm going to go first, so you better get there at 9:30.
Yeah.
Because you probably won't see
this. You know why you're going first, right?
Because I'm a professional musician, and I do not want to be shit-faced drunk, and that's what's going to happen if I don't play first.
That's anything exactly
after
what's going down.
10 p.m. is just going to be
I figure three songs in your set, you're going to be wasted. People are just going to be putting shots up on the stage.
I'm okay with that, you know? And right now, I'm kind of not doing the Jager bombs so much anymore. I'm more into...
just the bombs?
Just whiskey.
All right.
Just Jameson. Put some Jameson shots up there. That's all I need.
That's classy.
For my birthday. I need 25 Jameson shots, goddammit. Let's make this happen.
All right. Goodbye, Dez.
Goodbye.
I'm
going to watch Fart Barf and then I'm out. Lights out. I don't know.
Game over.
It's going to be fun. I think I'm going to hold my own this year. I'm not going to try to overdo it because I actually want to watch the show this year. Last year I had the same bands and I just didn't do it. I did it. I saw them all, but I don't really remember most of it. I remember people getting naked on stage.
Who got naked? I don't remember
that. It was Sean Wheeler from Sean and Xander.
Oh.
Took off his clothes. Mighty interesting. Good times. Good times. Someone's going to get naked this year, and it's not going to be me. And
are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. But we'll see. Yeah, my birthday. I'm going to do a Rancid song, too.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to do Olympia.
That's a pretty good one. Speaking of Rancid, have you heard this new thing that Tim Armstrong's doing? It's called Tim Time Bomb and Friends.
Oh my God. You're kidding, right?
No, I'm serious.
Is it like a spoofy thing or is he like really serious about it?
No, he's into it.
No, like
basically he's covering whatever songs he wants to do.
How can you tell if he's making up the lyrics or if he's just actually singing the lyrics?
You got to hear it for yourself, Des.
I want to hear it.
It's ridiculous.
I'm making assumptions right now. Let's just play that.
Well, wait. Well, so we have this theory that Tim Armstrong has adult onset fetal alcohol syndrome. And the reason he sounds the way he does is because he is an alcohol baby in a man body.
And baby men. It's more common than you think.
It keeps degenerating all the time. And
they're out there.
In 2013,
they're everywhere.
Doing Tim Time Bomb and Friends, he is the worst that he has ever been. So, coming up next, we got Tim Time Bomb and Friends doing Rich Girl from Holland Oats.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm fucking excited.
That's
right
exactly
now.
Let's do what it is. All right. This is Tim Time Bomb and Friends doing Rich Girl.
You're a rich girl, and it's going too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. No! Don't you know? Don't you know? That is wrong. To take what is given to you, so far gone on your own. You can get along if you try to be strong, but you will never be strong. Cause you're a rich girl, and you're going too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You could rely on the old man's money. You could rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, and it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. High and dry, out in the rain. It's so easy to hurt others when you can't feel pain. Don't you know that love can't grow? Cause there's too much to give, cause you'd rather live for that dinner of it all. You're a rich girl, and you're going too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You could rely on the old man's money. You could rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, and it's going too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. Oh, yeah, you're a rich girl. Oh no, oh no.
Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. No.
That's the best thing in the whole world.
I'm like, it's, oh my God.
I can't even deal with it.
I'm kind of like 70% appalled and like 30% really fucking digging it. But I'm mostly like kind of wow, but right? No, awesome. It's pretty, I don't know, man. I have conflicting feelings
so
about
not
this.
Only does he do covers like Hall & Oates, and he covers his old Rancid songs, but he did You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
And it kind of just ended up sounding like You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You do it awesome.
Oh, Tim. I've been working on that for a minute. I'm trying to decide if I want to take a new side project on the road where I just do an impression of Tim Armstrong covering some other songs.
I think I would actually book that. I would totally book that.
Would you?
I would.
I don't know. I don't know if that's like a thing that people want to hear, though.
I want to hear that. I would book it solely for my amusement. Let's make it happen, man.
I mean, I've been working. I actually recorded a cover of a folk song in the style of Tim Armstrong, if you're interested in hearing that.
I don't know if my poor... I don't know if I can handle it, but let's do it anyways, because
okay.
Fuck it.
So this is me doing an acoustic version of Big Rock Candy Mountain as Tim Armstrong. So this is Harry Jerkface as Tim Timebomb.
Is this life imitating art or doing art imitating?
Big Rock Candy Mountain.
There we go.
One evening as the sun went down and a jungle of fires was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking. He said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm heading for land as far away beside the crystal fountain. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountain."
Wow. Just no. Just no. I love you, Harry.
I love you
too much to lie to you, Harry. Just no.
Whatever, dude. It's bringing listeners. Oh, that's all I know. People know what they want to hear, Desiree.
They want to hear Tim Armstrong with Down syndrome. They don't want to hear someone imitating Tim Armstrong.
One of the best things, well, I guess it might be the worst thing that he's put out recently, is a cover of California Sun. The same song the Ramones covered in the style of the Ramones, but it's Tim Armstrong. Are you ready for that?
No, but let's do it.
I think you are. I'm sorry, Des. That is too good.
I was so excited for this, and I'm just like, wow. I don't know.
I'm just breaking your heart.
I need to process that. I'm kind of...
It's not as bad as that Descendants cover album that just came out. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
It's super bad. Like, somebody at Filter Magazine or something, they put together a tribute to the Descendants because Milo turned 50. He's like an old grandpa now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's bad.
We all get old eventually.
No, but it's bad.
I'm turning 25, you know. I mean, honestly, we're not that far off.
Two Dez's make a Milo.
Oh my gosh, I'm so fucking turning old. This is terrible. I think I'm having a quarter life crisis.
Speaking of
right
Descendants,
now.
I heard you're learning some Descendants songs.
Ew, you have no idea, man.
I think I have a little idea.
You have a little idea, but without going into too much detail, because I want to make it extra awesome when it comes out. I am putting together a Descendants all-girl cover band, mostly girls. I think there's maybe one guy who may step up to the plate to play bass. Who knows?
Pretty cool.
We'll find out. That'd be really awesome if that happened.
Are you still calling it Descendants?
No, I'm calling it Des and the Descendants.
Des and? No, I'll just call it Descendants.
No, because it sounds like Descendants. And then
yeah, but
that
it's
doesn't really.
Descendants.
No, I like Des and the Descendants.
All right. I mean, it's your band.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going to get the four more listeners.
You know how fucking fucking hard those songs are, and how complicated,
yeah, I do.
And how multifaceted and awesome and amazing. But like, holy shit! I set myself a playlist, and it's just, I'm looking at it now, and I'm like jumping in the hardest song possible. You know,
yeah, so,
thank you. Of
so
course,
it's gonna end up being a simple Descendants cover band.
Oh no, no, no! I'm going all the way with it.
Oh,
I'm gonna
really?
Do. I have a 30 song.
Are you gonna
set
do
list.
That jazz song about like being in your room and farting?
Maybe.
That song's so
maybe
hard.
When we get the 30 song set list put away, then we might do that. Yeah. But until then,
all right.
I got a kick ass set list with fucking, oh, he just it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so awesome.
So are you just playing guitar in it?
I'm just playing guitar.
All
and
right.
I got a singer. And I have a drummer. I'm kind of just waiting on that.
Are you
going to
call
bassist.
Her Milba? Is she going to wear glasses?
Milba. She's going to, I'm going to make them all dress kind of skanky because that's just my vision.
Not nerdy.
Well, nerdy skanky kind of neat.
Okay, so it's going to be like one of those rave flyers.
No, a little bit cooler because we're going to be playing Descendants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat.
But I'm going to make them, I don't know. I'm not going to make them do anything. They're their own people. I was just, you know, my vision is some kind of glasses for at least our singer.
All right.
Everyone else can do whatever the fuck they want.
I can get behind that.
But enough about my band politics. Let's listen to your band.
All right.
Hands like chicks. I mean.
What?
Hands like chicks. Wait, no. Hands like dicks? No.
No, that's not it either.
Hands like bricks.
Yeah.
That one.
That's the one.
That's the
one. Hands like bricks. This is a band I'm in with a couple dudes. Kyle used to be in the Scuffs and the Ignorant. Mike used to be in Mutiny. Actually, my old bands used to play with their bands a lot when I first moved up here. And we just kind of ended up making this band together. Hands Like Bricks was around for about a year before I joined it. And I'm writing songs for it now. We're playing at Claremont College on Saturday. Pitzer College in Claremont. Excuse me.
Another far place that you don't want to take the bus to.
With a French Exit and some other bands. I can't think of who they are right now. There's a band called Jorf's Egg. I don't know what that is.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that now.
Like, is it Never Ending Story? Where would you get the name Jorf?
From.
It's like some Lord of the Rings fucking nerd shit.
Narnia shit. Like. Man, I like that movie though. That's a
Narnia.
Cool, fucking love that fucking talking line.
Lame.
I cry every time you fucking. Talk about it. Let's go to Hands Like Bricks.
All right, this is Hands Like Bricks with "See You When I See You."
All your problems. there's no stars left in the sky, when there's no hope left in your eyes, I won't be the one you hold on. When I'm drowning in the sea, when I'm dying on my knees, I won't be the one who stays strong, but I will be the one when all the rest are gone. I will be the one who burns up
That was Joyce Manor.
Thank fucking God, man. Oh my God. I had to get the fucking...
How many gods can you say in like 3 seconds?
God. I don't know.
Believe in that shit.
I don't. I just say it a lot because it's habit. I don't know.
Because your mom would scold you.
You go to Sunday school and they, you know, God and shit and fuck, whatever.
So yeah, that was Joyce Manor with Comfortable Clothes. And before that was a new French Exit song, State Check. Pretty cool. I mean, you know, they just got off tour with Off With Their Heads. Ooh.
I like Off With Their Heads.
Me too. Have you heard the new song?
Which one?
The Probably new not. Off With Their Heads song?
Mm-mm.
I wish I stole it off the internet.
You should have. I'm disappointed in you, Harry.
It's called like Night Check Hawk or I don't know.
And then we heard Hands Like Bricks, See You When I See You.
Yeah, that's my stupid band.
I like that. I like that band.
Thanks, Des.
Well, anytime, Harry.
Come down to the Redwood.
Well, yeah, I'll be there.
On Thursday. Will you be at the Redwood on Thursday?
I'll totally be at the Redwood on Thursday.
Radical.
That was the perfect trio of songs to wash the fucking memory of Tim Timebaum out of my head because, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm starting to question everything I know now.
I think... you're just going to think about it and you're going to go to sleep and you're going to wake up in the morning. It's going to be in your head. And then you're going to be like, wait for me. Team, wait.
I'm going to answer the phone like that from now on. I'm not going to do
ring,
it.
Ring,
I got to perfect this.
Ring, ring.
I have to practice first.
No. Yeah, let's
no,
practice.
No, no. I don't want to practice. Ring. No, I can't. No.
No, nope. Wait for me.
Wait, hello. I'm not going to talk like Tim. No.
It's super
no.
fun, Desiree.
No, no, no. I'm not stoned enough.
I think you are.
No, maybe a little.
Yeah.
There's some things I'll do, Harry, but not that. Mm-mm.
Okay, meatloaf.
I'll do anything, but I won't talk like Tim Armstrong. Ever.
It's probably my favorite thing in the world. I've been doing it for like 6 months. Tim and Donna's been doing it with Kyle Korn for like 8 months. Kendra's been doing it for her whole life.
It's going to have to be like my guilty pleasure.
You're going to be like alone in the car with the windows up, like in traffic.
I'm going to start tomorrow and I'm going to practice by myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a bunch of Tim Armstrong voices. And then progressively throughout the year, I'm going to perfect it.
Yeah.
And then one day it's just going to be like, boom. And I'm never going to stop talking like Tim Armstrong. That's going to happen. And I'm going to blame you.
All right.
When that happens.
I'm way into that.
Yes. You'll have to make me some fucking cookies or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of cookies, I have a pop punk band called Harry and the Hendersons. And my buddy Adam has a 2-year-old kid. Well, she was 2 at the time, but she's 3 now.
Olive.
Who's super adorable. Her name's Olive. And she came up with all these little kid songs. And I stole them and turned them into pop punk songs. So Harry and the Hendersons doing Cookie Bakers, which is a song written by a 3-year-old child about baking cookies. And here we go.
I think Olive is very talented.
Olive is super talented.
She'll give a lot of the pop punk bands out there right now a couple lessons.
Oh, I love that kid. She just came up with a new song about how she loves her cousins that I'm working on right now.
Oh.
It's going to be like our version of The Decline. It's like a full 5-minute song where she's like singing, I miss my cousins.
That's so cool. You should have her do it in a Tim Armstrong voice.
I can't even do that. Like imitating a 3-year-old little girl imitating Tim Armstrong. How am I supposed to do that?
I don't know if you can.
I don't think I can.
I don't know. You're very gifted though when it comes to writing songs, I tell you.
Oh, thanks,
I'm always disappointed when I see your post on Facebook like, and go, give me something to write a song about. First 3 people, and then there's like 17 comments and I'm just shaking my fist at the computer screen like, why?
You know you can just text me to write you a song about something if you're bored, right?
Yeah, well now I know that. Thank you. All these years I've been hoping to just be that one or third person.
I lived with you.
I know.
We wrote songs together.
But it's, I don't know.
It's pretty
simple.
We
did write songs.
But yeah, if people are interested, they can hit me up through Harry and the Hendersons or Hands Like Bricks or Pizza Wolf and, you know, they'll probably make a song for you.
You're in another band though, aren't you, Harry?
Oh, I am in another band. But I don't think we have time to talk about that band.
Oh, okay. Boo. Well, I'll talk about it. It's called Black Fag, and Harry is one of the dancers.
Yeah.
But they're kind of amazing. they're going to be going somewhere soon. Do you want to tell us quickly where you're going?
Yeah, we're going to Hawaii.
Oh, who are you playing with?
We're opening up for NOFX in Hawaii. And that's going to be February 23rd.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. And then we're doing a headline show in Honolulu on Sunday the 24th.
I've heard that if, what's his name? Fat Mike from NOFX offers you any kind of brown looking alcohol, do not drink it because it's probably urine.
That was a hoax, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they did Mythbusters on it.
Oh, really?
No.
I totally believe everything you tell me. You're a jerk. Stop lying to me, Harry. Breaking my fucking heart.
I'm sorry, Des. I'm
terrible.
Not
terrible.
Not sorry.
Not sorry. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I might be a little bit sorry.
I'm not sorry.
But yeah, we're doing a couple shows. We're doing that NOFX show on February 23rd at a new venue in Hawaii. And we're doing a show where we're headlining on the 24th. And I'm trying to pull together a bunch of my favorite old local bands from Hawaii from when I was a kid. Yeah, so it's going to be real cool. The 24th is going to be at Hawaiian Brian's. It's like a pool hall show space. Pretty neat.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah.
Then I get to be home over my dad's 60th birthday. I'm going to barbecue. Super awesome.
Party time. Excellent.
Yeah.
I like that, Harry.
I'm into all that.
So, things to do this week. Go to my birthday, Saturday. Go to the Redwood tomorrow for Harry's show.
And I heard there might be a house party on Friday.
Oh, really? I'm going to go see the Star Wars exhibit because I'm a big fucking nerd.
Oh, okay. well, that's going from like 9 to 1, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be there all the fucking day because I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. That's the only thing I want to do on a Friday night.
Star Trek's way better.
Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here right now. Oh my God.
They use science and math.
What? Fuck those things.
Star Wars uses magic.
No.
Yes.
No.
How is that
You're
not
correct?
You're
full of shit, Harry. You know what?
Oh, midichlorians in our bloodstream.
I need to reevaluate our friendship. Not cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
No.
Star Wars is nerd.
Fuck your Star Trek. Fuck your Star Trek.
Hey, if there was no Star Trek, you would not have an iPhone, so shut it.
I don't believe that bullshit.
They made sliding doors, like at the grocery store.
Oh, wow. And that came from Star Trek?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You know what? Let's just count down. We're about to blast off. Thank you. Join us again
next
weekend.
Speaking of space.
We'll have Tales from the Edison. And we'll talk to you later. 4, 3, 2, 1.